Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Oh, you're really busy. And first, we got to say, my gosh, what an impressive facility we saw yesterday. This place is unreal.
It is. You know, come to work here every day and just kind of shake my head when I'm going up the stairs, just thinking what a great place to, you know, to hang out every day and bring in recruits and our players. They've done a great job of taking care of it, keeping it clean and treating it right, and at the same time keeping that blue-collar attitude that we want to have here.
Everything's connected, too. For those that don't know and don't understand, haven't been up here, you can see almost – I mean, you can walk from one room to a different level. I mean, everything's connected.
Yes, and the architects, they did a tremendous job. Hunter Yurecek gave us the opportunity – to really lay out what we'd like to have. You know, you always don't get what you want, but I don't know how we could have got really any more than what we have. And you know, we got to tweak it here and there. They'd draw it up, and he'd say, hey, what about this and that? And we wanted to almost build it around the weight room when you really around it.
Yeah.
But you can see all the facilities for the most part, the different rooms from one window or another in here. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And we were talking yesterday, you were pretty passionate. Even with this unbelievable facility, brand-new facility, even with the unbelievable baseball stadium, is the fight that you have on your hands against other schools, and now the money game now has become a major factor, the NIL deals and all that.
And winning percentage and track record to get to Omaha, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right, all those things.
Yeah, you know, this NIL is amazing, and in our sport, we don't have anybody on a full, you know, athletic scholarship. There might be a couple of guys between academics and athletics. We've been able to, you know, put that together. But you have to have a really high grade point average in high school and a high ACT or SAT score to be able to, for us to be able to put the athletic on top of it. You know, so most of the guys in here are anywhere on 25%. 50%, to be honest with you, and that's the way we have to do it. If you want to get to Omaha, you have to have depth. You have to have depth on the mound. And you know, you saw last year when Paulette got hurt, it hurt us. That was in May, and we had to go to that bullpen a lot more. We didn't really know who to pitch that third game, and you know, it's the difference a lot of times. So NIL money to me is a good thing when you have to break up your scholarships. Now it's going to get a little bit touchy here and there, and we're trying to work out something and figure out some ways that we can get some, what I'll call it, more scholarship money through the NIL, where maybe an outside entity goes out and we do something, we raise a lot of money, and then we get to divide it up amongst the players that are on smaller scholarships. And we'd be able to tell them that whenever we're recruiting them, and I think it'll help get some kids committed here.
And that's already, you're already seeing that in other places.
Yes.
If you don't get on that, you'll get behind it, right?
Basically. Yeah, there's some schools in the Western Division of the SEC. They're already working hard on that and making promises to kids, and they're going to go out.
Wow.
They've got boosters and different fundraisers and different things going on. So it's
well,
a different world.
You mentioned maybe Justin Moore maybe doing a performance up here.
He said
he'd be ready to do it, willing to do it.
That would be great. Yeah,
I'd be the house band every weekend. Let's do it.
That'd be great.
I know you've got your roster today. And you and Justin were breaking down your potential roster.
Well, I was just going to say, we were talking off the air. I just asked Coach, I said – Dave and I have known each other 10, 11, 12 years, and so I'm so happy for your success, for selfishly because I'm a Hog fan, but for you personally, because I know how much you put into this. But I said, man, how are you going to fill out a lineup card this year? Because on paper, we look stacked.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we have this year. We have some really good returners we brought in, and I'm talking a position player now, really good returners. You know, you're talking Caden Wallace and Jalen Battles, and could go on and on, Robert Moore. And then we brought in a couple of grad transfers. And we brought in one grad transfer for sure that's a position player, and then we have another one that transferred here out of the portal, and this was a young man that we recruited for 3 years. So we don't feel bad that once he got out of that and got in the portal, we got him real quick.
Yeah.
And he's done extremely well. And then, you know, some really good freshmen. And it's going to be a good mix. It's going to be a battle to get in the lineup. And I could start, you know, I'm looking at the list here. There's 12 guys that deserve to start right now if you just go off of what fall ball, you know, what happened in fall ball. So there'll be two or three guys on the bench that are kind of like, hey, what about me? And I'll do the best I can to keep them happy. But, you know, our thing here is, you know, you got to pull for your teammates, and it's just about the way it is. And when you get your shot, get it done. And I want them to make it hard on me. I tell them this all the time. And, you know, I think the fans have heard me say it a lot. I don't really feel like that I write the lineup. The players write the lineup.
Right.
They show us who to play.
How they perform in practice.
Yeah, and I just put them in a certain order. And, you know, for the most part, when it all comes down to it, it might be a little bit of a matchup here, right, left. But, you know, they're going to show us what to do.
So the only question I guess fans would have is or me, because I'm a baseball nut, is how we gonna pitch it?
Yep.
You know, and who's gonna be out there doing it?
We have some really good arms. We just don't have a lot of SEC experience.
Yeah.
So there might be a little bit of ups and downs there. Baseball, that's just the way it works. But I feel like our offense is going to give us enough runs where we can experiment a little bit, still win some games. But, you know, Paulette being healthy, he still doesn't have a lot of experience. He pitched a little bit as a freshman. We had the COVID year. The last year he was in and out, and then he got hurt. You know, we've got Connor Nolan that had the best fall he's ever had here, best he's ever pitched. We feel like he's kind of like a man on a mission. Velocity's up. Command is still there. Secondary stuff is really good. So, you know, everybody talks about Jackson Wiggins, you know, throws 9,900 miles an hour. Still got to learn how to pitch a little bit like they all do.
Has he worked on a secondary pitch?
Yes, much better.
Nice.
I think Jackson going and, you know, being around all those good college players with Team USA, I think it really helped him on the mental side, and then he got him out. He was still working on that breaking ball. Coach Hobbs has done a great job with them, and
certainly looks the part. I'm watching I brought my daughters to the Florida game where we closed out the SEC last year, and he walked by, and I'm like, that's an 18-year-old kid. Good gracious, man.
You know, around here we comment. We just kind of say that's what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically what we're talking about, that's what they're supposed to look like when they play in the big leagues or pitch in the big leagues.
Yeah.
But we've got more guys, you know. I think Heston Toll has really made a move, and he was a freshman. We were trying to redshirt him last year.
I thought
he was
great last year.
Yeah, and his fastball's better now. He's still got the really good breaking ball. And, you know, it looks like, you know, just – most of the fans, obviously, are listening from Arkansas. We've got a lefty named Nick Griffin. And, you know, Nick was a big prospect in high school and hurt his arm a little bit. Didn't get to pitch here his freshman year. Had Tommy John surgery. And then I think he might be a little bit of a wild card for us because his rehab is coming along. And he threw a bullpen the other day. And he was 93-94 from the left side.
Wow.
And threw a couple of nice sliders. And, you know, those are the guys that you hope that they get some experience in February. March is pretty good, and then come April, they might be the guy that takes us to the house.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think the just average fan, baseball fan, would think about this, but I'm an old catcher, and certainly not at this level, but high school. So we lost a Hall of Famer in Arkansas in Opitz last year, and I don't know that people realize how much catchers do in the game and how valuable Casey was in particular. I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it here, in my humble opinion. But what are we going?
Yep.
You got to transfer in,
yep,
to take his spot, I think.
Well, we have Dylan Leach back, who actually last year, you know, he would have been a high school senior, but he elected to come here and learn from Casey. And
yeah.
So in my mind, you know, Dylan's an experienced freshman, but he's a sophomore on your scorecard. And he's going to help us. He's gotten better. He's throwing well. He's catching better. And the bat's gotten better. And he's still switching, and he's doing a good job. But we brought in a left-handed hitter, a catcher named Michael Turner. And his story is he was at Kent State, and they were playing him at third and catching him, kind of splitting him there. But all he did for 3 or 4 years there was hit. And then when we got him here, he decided to you know, got a degree, decided to get in the portal, and we got on him. And man, that was a good move on our part, because you never know how it's going to turn out. But he was spectacular in the fall, and you know, no one will ever replace Opitz.
Yeah.
But this guy is, I think we'll just let it evolve. He can be special.
Awesome.
We know you. We know you have to get to a conference call here in a minute. But before I let you go, we're visiting with Dave Van Horn, by the way, if you just joined. Think about this. I think we're the only school in the last, I'd say, 15 years, I think, that have had two Golden Spike Award winners. Had two since, you know, 2015 and last year, which is pretty remarkable. So that's what's sort of exciting, too. You don't know what may happen. Obviously, Benintendi has a great year, and then Cops, you didn't see. Who would have saw that coming last year? So that's something, too. What could be the storyline this year? What player is going to step up and have a great year?
Well, you know, we've had two in 7 years. There's some teams in our league that haven't had one ever. And so it's been amazing. You know, and you start with, I think to answer your question, first off, we can really talk about development.
Yeah.
You're going to get better if you come here. You have every opportunity. You've got good coaches. You've got a fan base that cares, administration that cares. And now the facilities are off the charts. You can get as good as you want to get. If you're dedicated and hooked up, and you have some talent, you're going to get a lot better here. And that's the way I feel about it. So, you know, with Benintendi, I didn't see that coming. I knew he was going to be a great player, but he was banged up his freshman year. He went and got healthy, got stronger, came back that sophomore year in the fall, and I told one of the coaches, I said, we better get us a center fielder for next year because he will sign a professional contract.
Wow.
That's how much he improved.
How about that?
And, you know, he was two-year draft eligible, so he's a little bit older. And with Kevin, that story will probably never happen again. This is a young man that we got him to come here on an academic scholarship. And a lot of people don't realize this. He was never on a dollar of athletic money here.
How about that? I didn't know that.
And, I mean, it was academic the whole time. And, you know, I did – you know, he still could have come back this year as like a 24, 25-year-old. And kiddingly, but I would have found a way to do it. I saw him in the locker room after the draft, and it was just him and I. He was still here, and I said, hey, Kevin – I just want you to know, if you decide to turn down that money from the Padres, I'll put you on a full. and he looked at me, and, you know, Kevin just being so humble and such a great guy, his eyes got so big, I think I scared him. And I said, Kevin, I'm just kidding. I know you're going to sign, but I'm not kidding. If you come back between baseball scholarship, and I said, you'll probably make a lot of money in that NIL.
I would have done a concert for that. This is probably an obvious question or an obvious answer, but have you ever seen anything like that where a guy does that with seemingly one pitch? I mean,
as
a reliever, too. Yeah.
Never seen it. You know, a lot of people don't realize.
In the game.
Yeah. He had a really good fastball, but he didn't have to throw it. Whenever they would all change their philosophy on how they're going to go up, they're going to attack the first pitch, they'd move up in the box. I could go on and on. Well, if they start swinging at the first pitch and they were hitting that cutter, then we just start throwing the fastball first pitch. And it was 0-1 before they knew what happened. And he could throw it 94, 95 miles an hour. So that's why I think if he can maintain with his stuff, he can get to the big leagues.
You know, we'll let you go here, but I was thinking how far this program has come. You know, when you and I were in school up here, I forgot, some of our listeners pointed out, I was trying to think where the old baseball facility was, and you could, if you hit it deep to left, you hit the Hyper Building.
You did.
Yeah, I mean, think about that, and what Norm has done and what you've done, and it's just remarkable how far the program has come in a short time.
Yeah, Norm got it going. Norm fought a lot of battles for all of us and opened up a lot of doors, and you know, and every time we get to talk about it, I thank him and tell him how much I appreciate he's done for the baseball program, but really just, you know, the whole league and then our, you know, all of our families by giving us an opportunity to work at a great place like this.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. You're going to see us more often up here. You're going to see us. Just get ready. You're going to go, oh, my
gosh,
they got
a baseball guy on the show now, Coach. They got a baseball guy.
That's right.
Yes.
To go along with RJ.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. And good luck, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Okay, we'll see you at the park.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Dave Van Horn, we'll take a break, come back 8:45 on Morning Mayhem.